And tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Tracy O. from La Mesa.
I'm going to take my shoes off so I don't fall off the platform. Make me a little shorter. Hopefully, I feel like I'm going to cry. I'm Tracy. I'm an alcoholic. And I'm glad that you said that our primary focus of this meeting is to is recovery from alcoholism, because I'm an alcoholic. Hi, Lori. I was just thinking about you a few minutes ago. I'll tell you why. Okay. I know. I'm all, hi, friends. No. Okay, so I'm crazy, crazy nervous right now. I think my deodorant expired about 20 minutes ago. I know. I'm all, woo, where's the fan? Anyway. You guys need a ceiling fan, like, right here. Okay, so I'm thinking about how nervous I am, but I'm like, okay, what a blessing and how cool it is to be sober and to stand here and be this nervous. And I know by looking at each and every one of you, you know exactly how I feel inside. That makes me want to cry. I've had a really hard week, in a good way. And I'll tell you about that later. I'm going to be real quick on what it was like, because we all know what it's like. That's why you have a lovely seat in this room. And what it was like for me was no different than what it was like for you. I was doing something that really worked for a long time. You know, it made me prettier, faster, smarter, shorter when I needed to be, and taller most of the time. You know, I did a lot of things that worked for me in a lot of ways until all of those things that I was doing stopped working. There came a day that it stopped working and I didn't get into AA on a good day. So I came into AA with a severe case of alcoholism, and I was drinking a quart of vodka like every 2 days, and I was running out of liquor stores in La Mesa that knew me. So it was time to change my way. Anyways, sorry about that. Okay, so I got sober in 91, November of 91. Oh, God, became kind of an AA Nazi, was very much into this program, sponsored, did everything, you guys, it was awesome. Did everything I needed to do to be the person that I wanted to become and do live the life that I knew that God wanted me to live. So met a great guy, got married, had an awesome life, I got pregnant. And I was so insanely happy in this marriage and this relationship, and so excited to have been pregnant. And 5 months into my pregnancy, I had a stillborn baby girl. And if I get a little emotional, it's weird. It happened a long time ago, but it's things like this when I get up here and tell the truth that it's good that I get in touch with my feelings. But so I lost that baby, and I ended up being in the hospital for 3 days on morphine because I had to deliver this baby girl. And I came out of that situation thinking that I was fine. If you asked me how I was doing, I was fine. How's it going? It's fine. How's everything? It's fine. Everything's good. Thank you for asking. And I wasn't fine. And I got a little cold, and I got a prescription for some narcotic cough medication. And after I refilled that 8 times, I thought I might have a little problem. And I wasn't drinking it a lot. that was over a period of time, but I was doing things, weird things, like taking a teaspoon of cough medicine and drinking a non-alcoholic beer, taking a Valium and drinking a No-Duels. I was doing really weird shit. Anyway, so, you know, my husband and I bought a house. I was very secretive. I was doing this for about, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, and a lot of stuff happened in that time. And in my mind, I was drinking without drinking. I knew if I picked up alcohol, I would die. And what happened was, anyways, you know, I'm so scattered right now, but in the midst of all that, I got pregnant again, and I'm here to tell you today I have a 5-year-old beautiful baby girl, who, by the way, I have to throw this out there, because when she knew I was coming to a meeting, she wanted me to thank God for the new pink flowers in our backyard. So thanks, God. She's all, oh, you're going to a meeting? Will you thank God for our new pink flowers? She knows mommy goes to meetings to be a better mommy, and that's awesome. Anyways, so where was I? Okay, so anyways, I'm doing this. And we bought a house. My husband and I are doing great. We have this beautiful house in El Cajon. 4 years ago, my husband started, he was going to go on deployment. He's a chief in the Navy on the Abraham Lincoln. And my husband was going to leave for 6 months. And I got scared, and I'm like, if he leaves and I'm doing this, what I'm doing, I am so not above. Oh my God, I'm so not above CPS coming to my house to take away my baby girl. I'm so not about the bank foreclosing, you know, taking my house away from me. I'm so not above my husband coming home and saying I can't take it anymore. And the day came that I sat him down and I said, honey, I have to tell you something because I'm scared. I'm scared you're going to go away for 6 months and I'm going to drink. So I told him the truth about everything that was happening, and I called my friends that I love so much, and I had an intervention on myself. And I called myself on all my shit, and I started to go back to meetings, and I introduced myself as a newcomer, and I got a new sponsor, and I started making new friends again. And this August I'll have 4 years. Thank you. Welcome to the newcomers. You know, welcome to the newcomers. I'm so glad you're here. And happy birthday, birthday people. Happy birthday, Ben. Ben and I have known each other for a long time. And, you know, my husband was great. And I went back to what I knew to be true, you know. And I started to do this thing all over again, the way that I know how to do Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, I got a good sponsor, a great sponsor again. I got into a women's step study. I hooked back up with the girls. I created a tribe again. You know, I live my life again today in the steps. I really do. I've got like the most awesome women in the whole entire, my whole entire life. You know, I'm sponsoring women again. I'm back in. I got myself on the outskirts, you know, and it's, sometimes it's the people that are in these rooms that have a lot of time of sobriety that are ones that sometimes need the most of our love and our attention. Because sometimes I think that it's easy to forget, you know, the farther that we get away. I used to always think it was funny when people said that the road gets narrower, you know, because I used to be this, like, spiritual lighthouse. Woo! I'm all, well, my road's getting wider, you know, and my road took me right to the pharmacy. But, So, you know, took a wrong turn. You know? Anyways, it does get narrower. But you know what's so cool? My road gets narrower because there's more people in it. That's how come I'm getting squished by all of the love and all of the support that's getting in it. So that's how my road is getting narrower, okay? So I don't know what it was like. That's what happened. So what it's like now, can I just tell you? I have to tell you something really fun. Because this is what my life is like now. My best friend's driving home from L.A. last week. I made it my mission when my husband went on cruise. How much time do I have left? Do I know? Until the duck quacks. 2 minutes? Perfect. Okay. So my best friend's driving home from L.A. First of all, my husband, he's on another deployment. He's on his third deployment in 4 years. He's been gone a month. He'll be gone 7 months, but he's awesome. My husband rocks. Anyway, he does, and he's really hot. I just love him. Anyway. God, just when I started to cool off. No, just kidding. Woo! Anyway, so I told Mike, I'm all, okay, honey, while you're gone, I said, it is my mission. I am getting on, deal or no deal. Because I am a little bit of a gambler. Anyway, yeah, that's another meeting. No. Anyway, so I just am going to make this my mission. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but for those of you, if you've ever watched The Secret, I'm all into, like, the art, you know, manifestation and the power of attraction and all that shit. So I'm into it. So anyways, I'm going to make this happen. So I'm doing all this stuff to get my audition tape together. Seriously, my husband's helping me on the ship. He's going to be a part of my audition and whatever. So Tracy's driving home. That's my best friend's name, too, and I'm not talking about myself. So seriously, she's driving home from LA. Yeah, she's right there, I promise. She sees this billboard at this outlet center in LA that they're having auditions for Deal or No Deal. This is like last Thursday. So I call another friend in the program because she's got something going on. I'm like, dude, grab a sleeping bag, beach chairs, cooler. We're out of here. We're going to go spend the night in an outlet center. Now, bear in mind, I don't camp, okay? So I have a sleeping bag and a beach chair, and I'm willing to sleep in an outlet center in Los Angeles. So I do this audition, and I come to find out there were over 5,000 people there auditioning for this show. So then last week, I have like tons of empty bottles of water in my car. It used to be vodka bottles all under my seat. Anyways, And they'd clank all the time. So anyways, then I get... Is that for me? Okay. So then... I thought that was the nice duck. Anyways, so I get a call back. So I go up to L.A. What's today? It was yesterday, right? Wow, it's been an insane week. My anxiety factor is like off the charts. So I go up yesterday. Two of my girlfriends change all of their plans and drive up with me Thursday night. And we spend the night, and I go to this other audition yesterday with like about 50 people. And I had to talk about myself for 5 minutes, which was really hard. I'm all, hi, Tracy, I'm an alcoholic. No. Anyway, so I had to talk about, oh, that's me. Okay, so anyways, so here's the deal. So let's all have a moment of silence for the girl that really wants to be on Deal or No Deal, because hopefully I'll find out this week if I get to go on the show. So you all have to start watching it in case you see me. No deal. Okay. Thanks.